parades, speeches, concerts around the country today mark Martin Luther King Day. And in New York City, where folks are accustomed to celebrating in a big way, a collection of historic photos is flashing over the New York's Port Authority terminal all week. The 1,300-square-foot screen is at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue. Filmmaker Spike Lee collaborated with his brother David Lee, a photographer, in the daunting task of choosing the photographs for the exhibit called Honoring the Legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. The digital images are from the archives of Magnum Photos and Smart Sign Media. We want to, David Lee joins us now from NPR's Bureau in New York. Thanks very much for being with us today.
No, it's my pleasure.
What kind of images were the two of you looking for?
We didn't really go in with any preconceived notions. There's images that kind of are in the consciousness, like a lot of the Birmingham stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they laid out stuff chronologically for us. So we pretty much started with Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957, and we just kind of worked through their archive, which was archived on the computer. So we ended up pretty much organizing the book according to certain pivotal events that happened. We have the first march in Washington, but the march in Washington in 1957. Mm-hmm. We have the Birmingham bombing and the water hoses that were turned on the children. I mean, not on the children, but on the black citizens in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. We have 63 March, of course, where King delivered his "I Have a Dream" speech. So there's some stuff that are iconographic images that people are certainly aware of. But there's a lot of stuff in there that may be surprising and still, I guess, provocative stuff that should have an impact, a strong impact on people, really kind of cause people to reflect on the struggles, on really how, on really what civil rights was trying to achieve and what they were up against.
Mm-hmm. As you were looking particularly for the images to project, again, the iconic pictures, I guess we would expect those, but you want to startle us. You want us to think again about some of these pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really, you can't not be provocative. I mean, the images speak for themselves. We went there. We really were moved by the images. And there's pictures of Dr. King and his coffin. There's pictures of Malcolm X in his coffin. There's pictures of Black Panthers. There's pictures of KKK. There's pictures where the N-word is scrawled on housing projects up in Boston during 1974-75, during the busing crisis. So there's really stuff in there that none of it would certainly be offensive, but it is jarring still to see these images. They still have a huge impact.
So this is a photo montage that goes well beyond the history of Dr. King himself, to look more broadly at the struggle in which he was so deeply involved.
Yeah, it took its own shape. We certainly didn't want to end it with 1968 when he was assassinated. So, and the show was called The Legacy. Excuse me. So we wanted to kind of show that, of course, show a relevance to struggles not just of African Americans. I mean, I was listening to the show a little bit mm-hmm. before I came on the air. And just, I mean, other people's struggles, whether the woman was talking about Arab Americans' concern, or whether it's anything, whether it's Guantanamo Bay or just any issues of oppression or, you know, or underrepresentation that people have. It really, I think that all these people can see, of course, Dr. King as a model, as an inspiration. So we really wanted to broaden the idea of civil rights applying, I mean, whether it's, you know, gays struggling for their rights, or whether it's mm-hmm. reproductive issues for women. We really wanted to expand it,
Have you had a chance to go and see what it looks like?
Yeah. I just came back. I'm here in New York, of course. So I was just on 42nd Street and 8th Avenue. I just came across to the NPR studios here mm-hmm. on the East Side. But it looked, I don't know, got to stay modest. I won't say it looked great, but it really, I hope it had an impact. It's really freezing out here in New York. So,
but photographers rarely get to work on such grand a scale.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's certainly is unique for me. I'm a photographer. I work with Spike on his films. I do my own work, of course. But just getting the chance to curate these images from Magnum, I mean, there's great, You know, if you know Cartier-Bresson, or he was one of the founders of Magnum. So it was a great opportunity. It's like a great palette for us to work with, to choose from among.
How long does it stay up?
Magnum. Oh, it stays up until Sunday. It's up until next Sunday. And the show, it's about 198 images, and it runs about 21 minutes. You can also find it online. Just want to plug that
very quickly.
That's the time I have. It's www.magnuminmotion.com.
David Lee, thanks very much. This is NPR News.